how are you feeling and how much is off time and where are you?
I'm feeling better, obviously. You know, being able to get a little bit of time. You know, probably the bye week probably came at a perfect time for me, selfishly. But just getting after it as much as I can, you know, and just taking it day by day.
Cam, you understand if you lose two games in a row, you've had some time off. This game at home against the Bills, stop the losing streak, get the confidence, get some mojo going back in this locker room. How important is it?
I think this is the perfect recipe. I mean, like you said, coming off a bye week, got a division opponent, guys who like to run the ball, especially for us on defense, something that we like to go after. Here at home, you know, hometown, home crowd, it's you know, all the pieces of the puzzle are kind of stars are aligned for us. So all we got to do is go out there on Sunday and make sure we make the plays.
They're going to try to run it. It's no secret. They got a young quarterback and they got a really good running game. They're coming after you guys to run it. Is it? How do you prepare for that? Is that something you guys talk as a front group?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, you think about that kind of game and that's where we know the guys in the front, it's on our shoulders. You know, we got to go out there and make sure we do whatever we can to contain this guy. Obviously, he's a tremendous football player, but we think we have the guys and the pieces in our toolbox to stand up for that task. So I'm definitely looking forward to this game, and this type of style running is something that we definitely like.
Do you worry about the confidence of this team after you lose two? Do you notice any difference? You
no. I mean, we're not I don't think we get, as a group or guys, we're going to get, you know, patting ourselves on the back and walking around with our chest out when we win. You know, we're the best team in the world, and we're not going to be, oh, we're terrible if we, you know, don't come out with a W. So I think guys, like you see the thing over there, just improve and have a 1-0 type of mentality. And that's the way we're approaching this game.
Cam, what's the psychological effect on a quarterback when you're constantly hit? And what can you do to him?
Ryan's not even here. I don't have a you know, opinion about that because I don't get hit, but I like hitting them. Right. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that it's demoralizing. That's the way you want to put it. You want to impose your will on what quarterback, running back, anybody. You go out there and you play physical. You bring your will to them and make them, you know, kind of shudder or look over their shoulder when maybe somebody's not there, throw the ball before they want to, or that ball pops up in the air, the DBs love it. I mean, that's the nature of this game, you know, and that's the way we love it. And so I don't think it's any different than any other quarterback, any running back, any receiver. He goes across the middle and he's getting hit. It takes a tremendous guy to not think about that next time.
So you've seen quarterbacks seeing ghosts then? You've seen them?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You want them seeing all kind of ghosts, hearing footsteps, you know, maybe tucking before it's time. And I mean, that's, like I said, that's the nature of this beast, and you want to be that beast causing those ghosts and those footsteps. So,
how tough is it to prepare for a quarterback that you don't have a lot of film on? Like,
you know what? I'll say it's not as difficult as I guess you would say. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they have a mentality, and that's from the last five games, they're running the ball, you know, and that's no secret. I think they're number three in the league right now rushing, and I would assume that they're not going to just stop doing that. So, you know, preparing for what he's going to do at DBs, and I'm sure the guys in the back end make sure they're where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there covering the receivers. But at the end of the day, I think you got to get out there and stop the run first and then play the game from there.